Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time listening to our program, this is Issues Concerning Women, and we are a transformational coaching service which we established in 2007 with a focus on women and their families. We're offering training and assistance to each and every woman and their families for short-term and long-term goals of home ownership, financial freedom, business, career, and life skills. Our mission is to educate and empower these women, families, through hands-on demonstrations, seminars, and workshops. I am the author of There's Power in the Plan, and it has been released, and we're going to talk about that tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in to the show. If you would like to call in, the number is 1-347-850-8717. If you're a longtime listener of Issues Concerning Women, I thank you. It is Women's History Month. This is the day of International Women's Day. There are marches and programs all over the world, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. I am so excited to share with you and salute women across the world. We are women on a mission. We are women empowering other women. We are here taking a stand. I hope if you were able to get out, you were able to attend a program today, or if not, that you were read to work to symbolize that you were a woman of power. So we're going to get started with the radio show. Thank you again for your support. I really appreciate all of you who've been hanging with me since about 2002. I'm really excited about 2017. This is the year of the woman, and that's every year. I don't want to take it lightly, the impact that women have had on our society, but I do want to share with you some things that we're seeing now that actually happened in the past. We don't want to go backwards, but sometimes we have to look back to see where we've come from to make sure that we are walking the path that has been ordained for us in order for us to see our future. The impact of women's movements. Contemporary women's movements have been an impact on several levels of society in which Western countries as Canada, Sweden, and the United States have come together to form women's groups that are making a change in the world. Women's groups have changed many women's views about male and female roles. These changes have affected the workplace, the family, and the way women live their lives. Through the vote, women's groups have influenced election results and government. They have also influenced legislation, information about the impact of women's movements appear in our society today. Our women's lives matter. The most notable single change in women's lives may be their growing participation in the paid labor force. In the United States alone, women impact society by not being the homemaker, just the homemaker, but the homemaker and the breadwinner. It's so empowering to know that after long-standing differences between sexes and jobs and opportunities and earnings, we are now showing signs of improvement, but that sign is still low. The bar needs to be leveraged. We need to have equal pay for the work that women do in the workplace. When you look back on the women's movement of the 1960s. It was all about civil rights and the protests and students around the world. And when women rebelled against the middle-class housewives role, they didn't just want to be housewives anymore. They wanted to take on that role to be a part of the increase in the economic situation of their families in the 1960s. It began with a program for social and political change. Women's groups discovered discrimination in the workplace, where women received less pay and fewer promotions than men. They also uncovered barriers to women seeking political office and to female students striving for higher economic and academic achievements. Now, reading this, you would think this would be 2017, but that was actually in the 1960s. We're still fighting for the same causes today. The women's movement is not going to stop. We are here to make legal gains. We're here to make gains in the political realm. We're here to make gains in our economics. We're here to let the world know that we are a force to be reckoned with. Reading this, we have to think about changing attitudes about the roles of women and men that have affected the way people conduct their everyday lives. For example, many men now take a more active role in parenting. More husbands now join their women in natural childbirth classes and going to schools and being a part of the programs that are presented at schools. More men are showing up. And when they do that, more likely than not, it strengthens their family dynamics because it gives the woman the opportunity to do what she needs to do on any given day. Notable differences in our outlook still exist between the sexes, however. So we just don't want to let you think that because men are stepping up and we're applauding them, and I appreciate the male role models, I appreciate men like my husband who allow me to do what I do. He stands with me. I don't stand just behind him, but they say behind every man there's a good woman, but behind every woman there's a man standing next to her holding her up so that she'll be able to do what she needs to do. The final outcome of these changing attitudes and values has yet to be seen, but it appears likely that the burden of women being able to now have a voice when so long ago we didn't. We don't want to go back to the 1960s, but we do want to move forward with economic change, with a new attitude, with looking at who we are, still asking the questions, why am I out there working to be equal, but I'm still not receiving the funds to make sure that my family can survive? And not just to survive, and we talk about that all the time, but to thrive in this ever economic changing system. It is a system. It is a system to hold us back. We're even looking at what's going on today in the White House when they're rolling out the health care plan. We're not included in that plan when they're trying to take away everything that we worked so hard for. They talk about so many women and men are dropping out of the health care system, but why? Because they're not offering us anything that makes a difference in our life. We have to still stand and know that the noticeable changes are there. Yes, the men who are standing with us, locking arms with us, yes, we appreciate you. But our workplace, our employers, our small businesses have to raise the bar when it comes to the finances. When we are driving trucks, and if that's what you do, great. But make sure that the woman who drives the same truck as a man who does the same amount of hours as a man, that she gets paid to do it. Not all women want to be truck drivers, but if they are, then they should get equal pay. I'm not saying that I think that nothing has changed. I know that it has. I'm a product of that era. I know about marching. I know about how long it took for us to even be able to vote. I know about that. I will never forget that. I watched my parents and I watched my grandparents struggle for so long. But I also knew about the family dynamic. I also knew that we had to put things into place. We had to have plans for our future. And if we didn't do that, then we would become lost. we have to do that today as well. The government be our saving grace, but we do have to let them know that we are still strong. We're still going to fight for what we want. We're not going to back down. This social change that you see now, this women's movement, is not going to stop. At least I hope it doesn't. I'm praying that we continue to do so. We need to be those women for the ones who don't have a voice. Today, a lot of women did not go to work. They went out and they held up their signs to let the world know that we are a force to be reckoned with. I'm so proud of all the women that I know who are the backbones of their family, who have always been there to take care of everything. We're the nurturers. We are the ones who are the champions for our family dynamics. But the men, we still will give them their props, but it's Women's History Month. It's International Women's Day. So I'm just saying to all the ladies out there how proud I am of you for what you do, even if you couldn't take the day off today. But if you went to work today with a purpose in mind to make your life better for your family, if you did that, then you're still a part of the movement. We don't exclude you because you weren't able to take the day off. I saw on social media today some people didn't think it was a good idea for teachers not to show up for school. But if we don't stand up for something, then we'll fall for anything. And we just have to know that there are so many different roles that women play. And if a woman could take the day off, take her leave to do what she wanted to do, then you know what? That's what we're talking about. Because if a man can do the same thing, if he can take a day off to go play golf, why can't a woman take the day off to go march for something that she believes in? So we can't continue to have the double standards. But I'm here to champion my female friends on, the women that I know is so many powerful women out there. We need to join forces and let them know that we are a force to be reckoned with. I'm so excited about Women's History Month. I get excited about all the time because, as you know, the name of my company is Issues Concerning Women. I started my first business back in 1992, and then I started the next one in 1996. So I've been out there grinding and pushing and lifting women up and being a voice and fighting and kicking and screaming when I needed to make a difference. But I want you to know that no matter what we go through, we cannot do any of this without the help of each other. We have to lean on each other, whether we're male or female. We know that we all have our roles to play. We know who we are, but we're taking a stand, and I'm so proud of you ladies who are living the life that you want to live, who, no matter where you are in your life at this particular time, that you have decided that you're going to make a change in 2017. There's a lot of things that have to change in order for us to reach the level that we want to reach. The glass ceiling has to be broken. We have to still stay strong and know that we're fighting for a cause, not just for us today, but for our children and for our children's children, for our legacy. And that's why I do what I do. It's not for me, because I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here, but I want to be here for as long as God intends for me to be here. But while I'm here, and as long as I can do something to make a change and impact a woman in their life, I will do that. We've done so many programs throughout the years to let people know that we are important. Our Women's Initiative Program, we do that once a year. Our women's meetings, our seminars, and our workshops. And it's not about the money, because a lot of these things I do for free. But this year, I am looking at some different things to do to bring women together, to impact our lives and continue to be in the women's movement. Because if we're not moving and doing anything for each other, then there's no impact. We're going to slip backwards. We don't want to go back. We definitely want to know our past, but we are looking towards our future. We're looking to lift each other up. We're looking to make a difference in society. So in 2017, I have made and declared, prayed about it, that I'm going to do my business 100%, that I'm going to continue to train and to coach and to mentor. There are so many coaches out there, I cannot even compete with them. I'm not even going to try. I'm not doing those lead pages anymore. I'm not doing some of the old stuff that I used to do. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm going to concentrate on building my business, building the training academy, letting women know and men and their families that we are here to help you. We spend so much money trying to get with the latest program, and I just can't do it anymore. And that's why I decided to self-publish my book so that the money will stay in my community. Because if I'm making money here and I keep all of the profits, I'm more better able to spend in my community with my brothers and sisters who have their businesses here. So that's what I want to do, and I challenge you to do the same. I know that sometimes we can't find someone that we want to spend our money with or in a program here in Hampton Roads, and we do have to get online and order things, and that's fine. But if you can make a difference in your own community and strengthen your family, because family values are important to me, then that's what we're going to do, and we're going to make a difference. I am so thrilled to be with you today. I thank everyone for taking the time out to listen. I was having technical difficulties today with the program. Something's going on with the station, but I'm still here. I thank God for the opportunity to share these few minutes with you and to just let you know that I'm all about my business. I want to be a help to those that want to be helped. I can't change the whole world, but I can change those who are ready for change. So if you're interested in any of my programs, you can contact me at issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can go to our nonprofit, which is micrononprofitnetwork.com. It lists all our programs there. I'm not here tonight to particularly tell you to buy anything from me, but if you want to, you can do that. Because we do need to support each other. But I do want to spend the next 2 minutes to let you know about my book. There's Power in the Plan, and I first wrote the book in 2012, but I never published it. And sometimes we have to wait for the right opportunity, and when God says yes, it's not a sign of denial, but it's just a delay. This year I was able to edit it, in 2016, have it edited, and then this year to have the book published. And as I stated earlier, I'm self-publishing the book. And it's all about seeking answers for yourself. It's about me encouraging you to decide what you want to do in your business, your career, and your lifestyle. And like we talk about all the time, there are so many coaches, transformational coach, lifestyle coach, business coaches. I'm sticking to the training part because that's what I know. That's what I built my business on. So if I really don't get the opportunity to coach as much, I do coach for my Bank On students. I've been doing that for about 3 years. But I really, really want our women and men and our families to get the training that they need so that they can improve their economic situation, so that they can be homeowners, so that they can have financial freedom and start their businesses. And while they're doing that, they can develop their life skills. So I'm really excited to share with you about my book. I probably will come back in a week or two to give you more information. And the book is just for you to take action, to make a decision and to take action. So thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm so happy that you were here with me today. Please come back and visit me on Blog Talk Radio or at icwdirectemail.com if you want to send me an email. I look forward to seeing all of the things that are going on in the nation today. Tune in tonight, and there are going to be so many things on social media that you can follow. But, you know, it's all about you. It's all about you making a decision to do something different. I'm so excited that you shared these minutes with me, and I look forward to being with you again. I thank you so much, and I will see you next Thursday if the Lord says so. Have a good evening. God bless you. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Have a wonderful evening, and we will be in touch with you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.